Hello and welcome to the Just Ask AI podcast. I'm Herman Poppelberry, your donkey host here in Jerusalem, where I live with my brother Korn, yes, a sloth of all things. He moves slowly, but his insights on long-term planning are surprisingly sharp. Each episode, I take a question from Daniel, usually captured via speech-to-text, so sometimes there are quirks, and I do my best to answer it clearly and thoughtfully. Today's prompt isn't quite a question, but it's rich with implication. There's a general trajectory to becoming what's called often a systems integrator. For example, someone might be working on an AI workflow platform or working on automations in general and looking to get some kind of validation or maybe just opportunities. So while Daniel didn't ask a direct question, the subtext is clear. How does one become a systems integrator in the world of AI and automation? What's the path? And how do you gain credibility and open doors along the way? Let's unpack that. A systems integrator is someone who brings together different technologies, platforms, and processes to create a unified functional system. In the context of AI and automation, this means connecting AI models, data pipelines, workflow tools, enterprise software, and sometimes even legacy systems into a seamless operation. Think of them as the architects of digital ecosystems, not necessarily building each component from scratch, but knowing how to assemble them so they work better together than apart. The career path isn't always linear, but there is a general trajectory. It often starts with hands-on experience in a specific domain, say, software development, data engineering, or IT operations. Many future integrators begin by automating repetitive tasks using tools like Python scripts, Zapier, or Power Automate. From there, they might move into using low-code or no-code platforms like Make.com, n8n, or Microsoft Power Platform, where they design workflows that connect apps and services. As they gain experience, they start encountering limitations, APIs that don't play well together, data formats that don't align, or security policies that block integration. This is where the integrator mindset kicks in, solving not just the immediate problem but the underlying architecture. The next step is often specialization. Some focus on AI orchestration, using platforms like LangChain, LlamaIndex, or Azure AI Studio to chain together multiple AI models, databases, and external tools into coherent applications. Others dive into enterprise integration, working with tools like MuleSoft, Delbumi, or Apache Camel to connect CRM, ERP, and HR systems across large organizations. But how do you validate this expertise? How do you signal to employers or clients that you're not just tinkering but truly capable? Certifications help. Vendors like Microsoft, AWS, Google Cloud, and Salesforce offer integration-specific certifications. For example, the Microsoft Certified Power Platform Solution Architect or AWS Certified Solutions Architect credentials are highly respected. MuleSoft Certified Platform Architect exam is another strong signal in the enterprise space. But certifications alone aren't enough. Real credibility comes from demonstrable projects, building a portfolio, even personal ones, where you document how you connected disparate systems, solved data flow issues, or improved efficiency through automation goes a long way. Open source contributions, blog posts, or even YouTube tutorials can serve as proof of skill. Another key step is understanding business outcomes. A good systems integrator doesn't just make things work, they make them valuable. That means learning to speak the language of ROI, process optimization, and user experience. It's one thing to automate an invoice processing pipeline. It's another to show that it reduced processing time by 70% and cut errors by 90%. Opportunities emerge in a few ways. Many integrators start as consultants or freelancers, offering their services to small and mid-sized businesses that lack in-house expertise. Others join larger firms as part of digital transformation teams. The rise of AI has created a surge in demand. Companies are eager to adopt AI tools, but they quickly realize that plugging a large language model into their workflow isn't enough. It needs to be integrated with data sources, governed properly, and aligned with business rules. That's where integrators come in. One emerging area is AI agent orchestration. As AI agents become more common, digital workers that can perform tasks autonomously, the need to coordinate them, manage their permissions, and ensure they don't conflict grows. Platforms like AutoGPT, BabyAGI, or custom-built agent frameworks require skilled integrators to function reliably in production. And let's not forget the human side. Integration isn't just technical, it's political. You'll often need to navigate departmental silos, legacy system dependencies, and resistance to change. Soft skills, communication, empathy, project management are just as important as technical ones. So to recap, the path to becoming a systems integrator typically moves from hands-on automation, to system design to business alignment, supported by certifications, a strong portfolio, and real-world problem-solving. If you're on this path, my advice is simple. Keep connecting things. Break them, fix them, document them. And don't worry if you're not building the next big AI model. Sometimes the most valuable role is the one that makes everything else work together. Thanks for listening. And if you're wondering whether a donkey and a sloth can integrate a podcast workflow, well, we're living proof that even mismatched systems can function in harmony. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry, signing off from Jerusalem.